It's the Rich in the Morning Show. Let's get it.
Try to tell the people I'm just a rapper, but they won't investigate me. Bump it to the wing, slap it, don't underestimate me. I was selling on our 12. Always had hate for the 12. I was out late night trying to get to it. You had to be in before 12. Bigger ever came out the city. A little hard away. Why they trade Z-Bo to the Kings? Threw the team, took the city hard away.
Damn, I ain't asked now for nothing. I took the hard away. 12 put me over, coming with the. They took my heart away. Pouring liquor for my dick and it gone. Thug holiday. Don't bring it hard away.
Good morning, my people. It's your boy, D. Rich. It's been a while. I first want to just start out by apologizing. It's been some days. I actually went on vacation. I actually took some time off. And but while I've been gone, there's still been so much going on. So much news that I want to get into. And usually we've only covered basketball thus far. But today I want to go into a little college basketball. I want to go into a little NFL. And we're going to get straight to it like it's nothing to it. The first piece of news I want to, that I was on a cruise and I even found out about this news. LeBron's school. I was on my way back from a cruise. I actually went to Mexico, Cozumel. It was a beautiful time, beautiful island. I had much to drink, many Miami Vices. That drink, man, I had never heard of that till I went to Mexico. And, man, that drink is absolutely amazing. A Miami Vice. We was down there drinking White Hen. Man, it was a hell of a time. But we back. And like I said, on my way back, I saw the school that LeBron has built. And I had heard about it. And but really, the attention on this school should have got way more hype, even to the point where he first initially went there. I did not know that these things were in effect. I did not know that he was doing so much and putting back into his community so much. This impact of this school is gonna break barriers. He's doing something that's unprecedented, and it's very, 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 very amazing what LeBron's impact off the court has been thus far. I just want to take time. I want to just name off what he's doing for these kids, man. It's truly amazing. First of all, it's free tuition. It's for children that were like him, he says. At one point, he was struggling to get to school when he was in like the third or fourth grade, and he ended up missing like 85 plus days within the school year. Now, we all know there's only 180 days, so you're not even there. Most of the time, you're not there. Which is very challenging. And at that age, third, fourth grade, I feel like, man, it's a volatile time in those kids' life. It can set you up so well for success. I know around my third and fourth grade year, man, I was a terrible student. Not terrible student, I was terrible. My behavior was very bad. But as I experienced different teachers and I began to play basketball around that age, it kind of molded me and shaped me to be the man who I am today. And I truly understand the impact of what LeBron is doing. It's really amazing. But he's doing free tuition, free uniforms. He's getting each student at the school a free bike and a helmet, free transportation. So if you're a kid like LeBron was, you're unable to get to school on a daily basis, you don't have to worry about that. Within a 2-mile radius of the school, which shouldn't be a problem for most of these kids, he's going to come get you for school every morning and get you back and forth, which is truly amazing. Oh, he's also giving you a free breakfast, most important meal of the day, especially for students. Get your mind going. You start off the day hungry going into school, man. That's a terrible feeling, man. For real, that's a terrible. How you gonna focus on the lesson? You so hungry, you ain't thinking about what's going on, and that also affects bad behavior. When kids ain't getting the proper nutrition every morning, man, it's something that can affect your not only your school behavior but also your grades. So the free breakfast, lunch, and snack. That's totally amazing, man. He's providing food for you. And for families that don't have food at home, he's providing a food pantry for the families. So these kids, he's also impacting the households of these kids. He's changing the environment at the household, because I believe that's where it begins. For a lot of the students and your behavior, if bad behavior is accepted in your household, then obviously you're going to take those traits and that characteristic and apply it to the classroom. So it's mind blowing. It really, honestly, I was watching interviews of LeBron, and man, it honestly gave me so many chills. I just had chills watching the interview, man, because this is, I haven't seen in my lifetime, I haven't truly seen an athlete of LeBron's stature really, really, you know, do something like this, give back in this way. Like, it's, LeBron has so much money, man. He don't have to care about the people who don't have a voice, but he steadily speaks for those without a voice, and it's so, being a African American, it's so beautiful to see another African American doing so well and giving back in such a major way and showing that it is possible to affect change here in this country. And man, big shouts out to LeBron. I know we all get caught up in the barbershop conversations, and we go back and forth, LeBron, Jordan. But these are the conversations right here, man. This is what really matters. You know, when the ball stops bouncing, this is what LeBron's gonna have back on his legacy. It's I know we get caught up in the finals record, and we get caught up in you know, dissing LeBron, and he's one of the most polarizing athletes I've seen in my lifetime. And this right here, man, it really caught me off guard. I didn't expect it to be. And the school is beautiful. It's a beautiful school. In an environment like that, you want to learn. You want to be a good student. And he's finna... Oh, I forgot to mention that these kids, as they go along and this school continues to grow, when they get reached the college level, they're guaranteed tuition to the University of Akron, man. He's impacting lives. he's impacting lives. He's not going to let the challenges in these kids' life hold them back. He's giving them all the tools to be successful, man. And it's, shout out to LeBron. If there was ever a discussion of greatest of all time, this right here, this move right here is the greatest of all time move. It's really nothing bad you can say about this guy anymore. He's a long way from the decision with so many people upset. The maturity of this man is mind-blowing. And I hate even moving along talking about anything else, because this right here is what matters, man. I want to say it once again. This right here is what matters. Shout out to LeBron James. Moving along. It's kind of beautiful how he left Cleveland this time, you know, with this school, leaving him this school. And it kind of made it not okay. I'm sure Cleveland fans won't say it's okay for him to have left and went to L.A., but it's so much more acceptable leaving the way you left. It just shows your growth as a human being, as a man. It shows. When he went to Miami, you know, he was a little more self-centered. Although at the time he was still doing it for the kids that he's doing it for today, it's just the way he went about it was not as mature as he did this time. He made sure there's nothing bad Akron, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio can say bad about me. I brought you a championship. I've created this school. Now I want to go make a better life for my family and make this move to L.A. And my expectations this year, honestly, for LeBron is that I believe he will be a top 3-4 seed in the West. I have him getting bounced in the conference finals. I do think he will carry this team to the conference finals. It's going to be a tough road out there in the West, but I believe this guy, he's one of the greatest. He's defying the odds. He's striving for greatness, man. And it's amazing what we're getting on the court and off the court. He's playing at a very high level in life, man. We need to all strive to be more like LeBron James, man. And the impact that he's had, I can't stress it enough. The impact of what he's doing, man, it's changing lives. So I think he'll have a hell of a year on the court. I think that he's bringing Showtime back. Kobe said he pulled it back up to the game, man. Kobe ain't been to the games in a minute. You ain't really seen Kobe in a lot of Lakers games. Kobe don't do that mediocre. Kobe said it's okay to come back to the games now. Speaking of Kobe, man, I saw Shaq came out, man, and he kind of spoke about, oh, you heard it here first, Kobe coming back out of retirement. Man, stop it, Shaq. Stop it. Just stop it, man. This man is not coming out of retirement. Kobe's good. He's solidified. I can't see him at his age coming back, although I still think he has a lot to give to this game, and he can still give you a lot, especially with LeBron on your team to carry it all the way. Kobe can come in and give you something. I just don't want to see Kobe, you know, come back like that. I appreciate his game. I appreciate what he gave. But, you know, off that last performance, that's the storybook ending right there. He dropped 60 at home, dropped the mic. You know what I'm saying? So, I just love how Kobe went out. He went out a true champion, like a champion would. He went out Kobe's way. He could honestly, you know, try to come back, get that 6th ring, compete with Joe. He don't need that in my book. He's stamped. He's solidified. And one thing I heard Kareem Abdul-Jabbar this past weekend. He said there is no true GOAT. Every player plays under a different circumstances. So there can never really truly be a true GOAT. And man, that was so true. All these guys, LeBron, we get so caught up in debating LeBron, Kobe, Jordan. Man, they're all great. I think we kind of take away from their greatness by having those barbershop debates. It's fun to have. Don't get me wrong. I love to have them. I'm going to continue to have them, even on this show. At the end of the day, we need to appreciate the greatness of these players, man, because we've never seen a Kobe. We've never seen a Jordan. Even though they say Kobe and Jordan's games are so similar, Kobe was very different. He's very different in his own way. And Kobe, number 8, you got number 8 Kobe, you got number 24 Kobe. Kobe was an animal, man. And Jordan was an animal. LeBron was an animal. These guys are all great. Magic Johnson, Kareem. You got so many great players to ever play this game, man. I truly appreciate all greatness, you know. Melo, moving along, I want to get into this Melo news. He's expected to finally sign with Houston. He's clear waivers. Melo got waived. That's kind of disappointing to me. Although it's not disappointing to his pockets, because the man's still getting paid like a perennial all-star. But he got waived. Who would have thought in Melo's career he would ever get waived? I would never think Melo would get cut from a basketball team. And the fact that this has happened, it's upsetting. I think it's a reality check for Melo. I think Melo needed it. Does this mean Melo to Houston? Does this make Houston worse? I know a lot of people get on him defensively and how he's not a great defender and he really ain't interested in playing on that side of the court. But does it really truly make the does Houston have the pieces around this team to make up for that? Can they hide Melo defensively? I think they can. I love Mike D'Antoni. I love he in the past he hasn't showed much commitment to the defensive end, but really this past year what helped them get to the point to almost dethroning Golden State was defensively. And I know they lost some guys. They lost Trevor Reeves, a very volatile piece to that team last year. You also lose Mbah Moute. And don't get me wrong, those guys defensively, Melo can't sniff the level of impact that these guys have made. He can't. But offensively, Melo got a lot to give you still. Until this last year, he had never averaged under 20 points per game, ever. And I think playing with his good buddy, Chris Paul going to get in him. He ain't going to be afraid to tell Melo, hey, you BSing, man. And I think it's good to have somebody in your corner like that that's really a good friend that can push you and can work with you and make sure that, hey, we getting the most out of you. And I think Houston will get the most out of Melo, more so than OKC did. I don't think this makes Houston worse. I know he's a liability on defense. But, man, I still believe in Melo, and what he can do offensively. This guy's a bucket, a human bucket, and you can't count Melo out. Stop counting Melo out, guys. You got to stop counting Melo out. Speaking of all-stars and former all-stars such as Carmelo Anthony, I want to get into the OG, the OG of the NBA right now. Someone who's seen it all. The oldest got to still be able to do it at a high level. I ain't going to say a high level. He's still able to play for his age at a pretty high level. He's playing at a level he's not supposed to be playing at his age. Vince Carter came out here recently and, you know, I think they were asking him, why don't you just go, you're older, you have the opportunity to go join any team, would love to have you in the NBA. It's so easy. You could go to state and just come off the bench and still, you know, have fun and win championships. He said he's not interested in joining a super team. He said, you know, he has nothing against what these guys are doing today, as far as like Kevin Durant and LeBron and changing teams and changing scenery. Kyrie, he has nothing wrong with doing that. But he said that's not him. That's not his forte. That's not who he is. In his day and age, that didn't happen. So I can respect the OG Vince Carter opinion on that. Because it is, I mean, it's super easy for Vince Carter. If you listen to him talk, he's great for the kid. He's great for anybody at this point. He's seen everything that you can see in this league. He's been the top scorer in this league to a guy sitting on your bench just helping you. This guy knows the league in and out. I look forward to what he has after his career. I really do. I feel like he could be a hell of a coach. Although I think he's going to get into more so the commentating analyst role. I love hearing Vince Carter talk. Every time he talks, you feel like you're gaining knowledge, and someone like that, you just always want to be around. And that's why you got to respect his viewpoint on this, man. Because it's super easy. It's so easy. You can go to Golden State. You can go to LA. You can go live in these nights. This guy decided to go to Atlanta. That Atlanta Hawks, a team he know ain't winning no championship, but he said he want to play. He just want to play ball. Even at his age, he want to show that he can still play. And although this gonna be his last, probably gonna be his last year, I respect it. He still, at that age, he still has the love for the game. He still wants to get up and grind an 82 game season. And you gotta salute Vince Carter, man. We gotta salute these guys, man. I'm big on that. You gotta salute these players, cause Vince Carter, man, you 20 some years in, Dirk and the Whiskey, you guys, even a guy like Jason Terry, man, you guys have been doing it for so long, and you're still doing, you're still on rosters, you're still, that just, it speaks volumes to the character of you guys, and I just want to salute all the OGs of the league. Keep doing what you're doing. Here in Memphis, we always love Vince Carter. You know, his time here was, it was great. I love watching Vince Carter and being able to keep up with Vince Carter here in Memphis, man, and, speaking of me, I think Vince Carter would definitely approve these new Grizzly jerseys. Some new Grizzly uniforms came out for this season, came out yesterday, man. My opinion, they're super, super, super dope. I think so. I love them. It's kind of, it gives you that old school Vancouver look mixed. So they gave you that old school Vancouver color theme. And I'm a big fan of that. The white ones are super hard. I love them. And the black ones, these new Grizz uniforms, I'm expecting some good things from my Grizz this year, man. They added Kyle Anderson, someone who I think is he's gonna thrive here in Memphis. It's set up for him to succeed here. We need somebody on their wing. I think Slow Mo gonna do big things here in Memphis with the Grizzlies, man. He's gonna definitely make those new jerseys. He's gonna make you want to come to those games and definitely. Not only see him play, but see those new jerseys, man, because they're super dope. They're super fire. I love it. I like the addition of Garrett Temple. I think that's going to be a solid piece. You know, the Grizz at that time coming up, they had guys like that. You had a guy like James Posey. You had guys like Stromile Swift. You know, you had these guys, really glue guys that help you. You know, that helped shape that grit and grind culture. Tony Allen's, you know, these guys aren't big names, but they're gritty players. They play hard, and you don't get the most out of these guys. I feel like you're not going to get an attitude. He's going to be a great teammate. Garrett Temple, Kyle Anderson, these guys. You got Omri Cassidy coming from a championship team, bringing a championship. I expect my Grizzlies to be in the playoffs this year. I love what I saw from Jaren Jackson. This team is going to be a top seven team in the West. I'm claiming it. And don't be surprised if they're six. No, it's not a hot take, because I truly believe that is what it's going to be. They're going to be a 6-7 seed in the West this year. And we're going to get to the playoffs. And we're going to be back down on Beale Street partying after the FedEx Forum playoff game. Because we're going to get a dub in the first round. And yeah, that's what it is. Shout out to my Grizzlies. We're going to go to break. We're going to get right back to it like it's nothing to it. I appreciate you guys for listening. Stay with me. We're going to get into a little bit more of the college scene in segment two. Got a lot to say. It's been some history been made in the college world. But it's the Rich in the Morning Show. Stay with it. Stay listening. We'll be right back for you. It's your boy, D-Rich. Yes, we're here live at the Rich in the Morning Show. I just want to personally take time out to thank all the listeners who take time out of their scheduled day to listen to what I got to say. I really do appreciate you guys. Keep helping, keep listening, keep critiquing, and we're going to keep bringing you the richest news of the NBA and all of sports. It's the Rich in the Morning Show. Let's get it!
For me, I never found her. Gotta say I'm good on the SP. I make millions by the day, check my chain speed. Try to take care of my family the best I know how. Buy myself a mansion, I got a mind by the house. Taking care of my.
Welcome back. We're gonna get straight to it. Before we left for the break, I made the comment that history was made and at the college level. And that would just so happen to be at the collegiate basketball level, University of Kentucky. They lost their first commitment in the 2019 class, who was DJ Jeffries out of Olive Branch, Mississippi. He's a five-star recruit. Some they have him ranked top 25. He's a top 25 player. I think he was actually the first commitment of Kentucky's 2019 class. This is interesting, man. And I was shocked. I was on the road and I got the news on my phone and I was absolutely shocked to see that this kid had decommitted from Kentucky. I know when he committed around that time, his dad had made the comment that if Penny got the job, it would be something to look at. At the time, he didn't have the job. But he said if Penny gets the Memphis job, it will be something to look at. Because DJ Jeffries played for Penny. He played for Team Penny. Now the Bluff City Legends. But yeah, he played with them this summer. That's still the Team Penny, the same group of guys. That's Team Penny. So he's still playing with them. And he's obviously been coached by Penny Hardaway. So the connection's there. If you ask me, my honest opinion, I think that the kid signs with, ultimately commits to the University of Memphis. I don't see why you decommit from the University of Kentucky, decommit from Coach Cal, which, let me just address this. This is the first time this has happened. This has never happened to Coach Calipari at Kentucky. He's never has 99.9% of the time when he gets a player to commit to Kentucky, he seals the deal. This is that 0.1%. Penny Hardaway is the reason I feel like that DJ Jeffries decommitted from the University of Kentucky and will ultimately be a Memphis Tiger. Man, that's great news. Penny's impact on the college basketball scene already is tremendous. Huge impact. Speaking of huge impact, I want to move along. I want to get into this big story that's been all over ESPN. The Urban Meyer situation. For those of you who don't know, I'm going to just give you a quick overview of it. Urban Meyer, he has Coach Smith on his staff. Coach Smith is allegedly committed domestic violence towards his wife. This happened back in 2015. Something happened, and it was told to Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer, it comes that they're saying that he reported it, but the other day when he was addressed and asked and questioned about that, he said he didn't know anything. So it's kind of conflicting. Now he looks guilty. Do I think Urban Meyer's wrong? I think he is at fault. Do I think Urban Meyer should cost his job like so many of you people out there are calling? No, man. Ultimately, he didn't put his hands on that woman. And I'm not for domestic. I want to make that clear. I'm not for domestic violence one bit. If a man puts his hand on a woman, he's soft. He's a coward. Period. It's really no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But at the same time, I don't agree with a woman putting their hands on a man either. So saying all that to say, if Coach Smith did put his hands on his wife, he's 120% wrong. If Urban Meyer knew this was going on, he's 120% wrong, especially if he didn't take the proper steps to get it dealt with, or if he just turned his head and just let whatever go on. He didn't want to be bothered by it because Coach Smith ultimately helps Urban Meyer. He's on his staff, so they're a team. You don't want to lose a teammate, especially somebody you trust that you've been in the trenches with. So is it possible that Urban Meyer knew just no one ever said anything? He just never said anything? It's possible. It's very possible. If that happened, I'm one of the opinion he shouldn't be fired. Should he be suspended? Sure, you can suspend the guy if it comes out that, yeah, you knew, you just didn't do anything. But for this guy to lose his job, this is a national championship caliber coach. Like, I don't think it was one mistake, oh, you're out the door. It shouldn't be that way. Although it is like that when it's a player doing something of that nature. I don't, in this situation, I don't feel like Urban Meyer is deserving to lose his job. I disagree with that. It's been going out there a lot lately. I strongly disagree with it. But Urban Meyer, from what I get, he seems like a great coach. I mean, it doesn't seem like he is a great coach. Seems like a pretty good guy. When you hear him talk, he speaks very eloquently. So I hope the man doesn't lose his job. I just want to repeat, I'm 110% against, 120% against domestic violence. It's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. But I don't think Urban Meyer should lose his job. That's just my thoughts on that. That's going to wrap up segment two. It's the Rich in the Morning Show. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back segment three. I want to talk some NFL. We're going to get into some NFL, man. I love the NFL, but I hate the NFL. We're going to get to it, baby. It's the Rich in the Morning Show. Stay tuned. It's the Rich in the Morning Show. Public service announcement. If you are a 6th, 7th, 8th grader or a guy going into high school looking to make the junior varsity, freshman, or varsity basketball team, come to Rich Training. Yes, I said Rich Training. Here on the Rich in the Morning Show, we have Rich Training to offer you. If you want to improve your skills, if you're not a top recruited ranked guy and you have dreams of being a collegiate basketball player, come to Rich Training, man. We're going to work with you. We're going to develop you. And we're going to make sure that you're eating right, running right, doing everything that you need to do to be a successful collegiate basketball player. Come to Rich Training, man. Like I said, it's the Rich in the Morning Show. If you want to be better, if you want to be a better athlete, there's no other place to be than Rich Training. You can reach me at 901-297-9276. Once again, that's 901-297-9276. It's the Rich in the Morning Show. Let's get it! And we're back. It's the Rich in the Morning Show. It's your boy D-Rich here. I want to start segment three off with a correction. I spoke in segment one earlier that I was speaking on the Grizzlies uniform. And I just wanted to be known that I saw the wrong pair of uniforms. Their new uniforms are dark blue, then you got the light blue, and you have the whites. I was thinking of the... I saw another set of jerseys that were actually the Vancouver jerseys, and I thought they were this year's new jerseys. I was incorrect. So scratch what I said on that part. I just want to start segment three off by letting you guys know. I don't want you guys... Hey, this guy's an idiot. But hey, everybody makes mistakes. I made a mistake. Bear with me. But those new uniforms are legit. Shout out to the Grizzlies. I love the the light blue ones. Those are my favorite ones. I love the baby blue ones. They're beautiful. That's a beautiful jersey. But I'm not going to... We done with NBA talk for today. Shout out my Grizzlies. But we done with NBA. Let me get into the NFL. I'm going to start off right. Hot take of the day alert. It's coming to you live. Rich in the morning. We here live. Hot take of the day. My hot take of the day is... Y'all ready for this? The New Orleans Saints will be the Super Bowl champions this year in the NFL. You heard it here first. My New Orleans Saints. Who that nation? Shout out Drew Brees. Shout out Alvin Kamara. Shout out Mark Ingram. Hey, last year I was hurt. It hurt my soul when they lost to Minnesota, especially how Diggs did us on that last play. It was ugly, but hey, it's a new year. It's a new claim to fame. The New Orleans Saints will win a Super Bowl championship title this year. You heard it here first on Rich in the Morning. Hey, mark my words. You heard it here. It's a hot take, but it's facts. New Orleans, baby. Who that nation? I'm off my New Orleans train, y'all. Bear with me. I want to move along and talk about this Dez Bryant, man. Why is Dez Bryant? Can somebody tell me why Dez Bryant didn't sign? I don't get it. Somebody sign Dez Bryant. He has to have some offers out there. But man, he's not on the roster, and I'm concerned. I feel like he's a veteran. He doesn't necessarily need to be at these training camps right now. He can kind of wait it out and then sign, you know, right before the regular season. I would love to see Dez Bryant and with the New Orleans Saints. I feel like that'd be a great fit for him. I think him and Drew Brees would work well together. But I want to speak on, I saw actually Antonio Brown was, he tweeted at Dez Bryant, and he made the comment. He was like, man, come join me. Let's win the Super Bowl. We can do some big things. I would love to see him, and I feel like ultimately if y'all, my listeners, y'all can call in. Y'all can let me know. Leave me a message on here on Anchor. But I want to know where y'all would like Dez Bryant to go. Dez Bryant, I want to see him either in New Orleans. I'm being a little biased, but if I'm not being biased, the Pittsburgh Steelers would be a great fit for Dez. A heck of a fit. Like I said, y'all can leave me a voice message here on Anchor. Let me know, call in. Let me know, man. I'm going to start doing that a little bit more often. You interact with my people listening. But yeah, man, leave me a message on here. What would y'all like to see Dez Bryant go, man? Got another question for you guys. Another one. I want to know, who's your favorite player to watch today in NFL? Today, modern, who's an active player today. My number one pick this year is Antonio Brown. I love Antonio Brown. I love watching him play. He's a dog. He's a beast. I feel like he never drops the ball. And if you never drop the ball, you're pretty good. And he's a pretty good player. And I love watching him play. He's an animal. Very explosive. And also, you can leave me a voice message. Who's your favorite player to watch now? Who's an active player? And I want to hear, who's your all-time favorite player in the NFL? My all-time favorite player in the NFL is... it's so hard, man. It's hard for me to just pick one. I love Mike Vick. I'm a huge Mike Vick fan. Love Mike Vick's game, man. He's explosive. I've never seen a player like Mike Vick ever play the game of football. Also, I'm a fan of Terrell Owens. Shout out to T.O. He actually just did his Hall of Fame ceremony. Hey, shout out to T.O. All the controversy, T.O. was a baller, man. When he stepped on that field, he was a force to be reckoned with. Shout out Terrell Owens, Mike Vick. Defensively, Ray Lewis, man. He's a guy. The energy, the passion that he brought to the game of football was unseen. It's unmatched. You can tell why those guys are Hall of Famers. Man, they were very exciting to play. I love the NFL, but I hate the NFL. One thing, this doesn't necessarily pertain to the NFL, but it definitely doesn't help the NFL. The NFL's game, Madden, they had a song with YG and Big Sean, Big Bank, I believe the name of the song is. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong. But the song had Colin Kaepernick's name in it. And they for whatever reason, they muted it out. I think I saw somewhere they didn't think they had the rights to use his name. That's what they came out and said. But I think it's more to it. It's upsetting that we treat Colin Kaepernick like an outcast. Nothing for taking a knee. He's never done anything wrong, man. All the guy did was take a knee and voice his opinion about certain things in this country that he disagreed with. And for us to be making this big uproar about the anthem and players kneeling because of what they believe in, I have a problem with it, you know. I have a problem with Madden, man. I like Madden. I play the game. But it's disappointing. It does make me hesitant to kind of even want to get that game. I'm not the number one Madden player. I like to play 2K. but Madden, man, you dropped the ball on this one. Y'all got to get it together. They said they were going to put his name back on. That's great. That's awesome. They're apologizing, trying to play cover up. But the disrespect is real. You can't hide who you really are. Y'all did. And I believe y'all did that intentionally. So it's upsetting, Madden. But of course, this is connected to the NFL, which is why I love the NFL. But I hate the NFL. I hate to be so negative, man. But the NFL, it gives me excitement when I watch, like, the preseason game. I see Lamar Jackson doing his thing. And although he didn't look great, he's still an explosive player, and I like to see that. That's the thing I love about that. But things like what I heard from Dak Prescott and Ezekiel, man, it really hurt me. It really upset me because I like these two guys. Dak Prescott is a heck of a quarterback. What he did and stepped in for Tony Romo, he basically led to Tony Romo's retirement. Dak, man, his comment that he made, this was his comment that he made about the anthem. He said he doesn't believe in protesting during the games. He said he thinks that it takes away the love and joy that football brings a lot of people. I just want to respond to that. Dak, if someone taking a knee can take your love and passion away from football, my friend, I don't think you have that much love and passion for it to begin with. I'm disappointed in Dak by these comments. He sounds ignorant. I know he's a bright guy. You can tell by the way he plays the game. He's no dummy. But these comments come off as very ignorant. You shouldn't. It sounds like to me, if you ask me, you sound like you're like Jerry Jones is got you a battery pack on and he's controlling you with the remote control. That's what it seems like to me. And that's upsetting. Ezekiel it as well. I mean, the guy says, I think it shows our culture that we don't stand for the anthem. It shows that we have unity. We the Dallas Football Cowboys. We stand for the anthem. It sounds so scripted. Like, I can't even take you serious, Zeke. Like, what you're saying. Like, you sound like somebody who's controlled by Jerry Jones, and I get it. That's your boss. But you guys got to do better, man. I'm very disappointed in you guys. It's disappointing. Especially, but they're two young guys. They got time to grow, and they'll experience things that happen in the league. But it's upsetting. They'll learn. They'll definitely learn. They'll still be great football players. This will never take nothing away from that. But I'm disappointed in their comments, and I feel like they should be a lot more conscious of what they're saying, because they seem ignorant to me by their comments. That's just me. I hate to be a Debbie Downer and end the show in such a somber way, man. But that's going to wrap up segment three. We got into some NFL today. We got into some college football. We covered a little bit of everything today. We covered a little bit of everything. NBA, we don't always do that. You know, that's my first love. I love the NBA. It's been a great day, man. It's been a great, great, great segment. I'm sorry, I know I've been gone, but I'm going to keep flooding. I'm going to keep giving y'all what y'all want to hear. It's the Rich in the Morning Show. Let's get it.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.